This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The dollars driving landlords to evict aren't big time. The landlord ideology about tenants is based on a narrative mythology that whenever they evict, it's because their tenants are deadbeats and stop laws. Landlords have powerful local and national organizations and a much louder voice than tenants. Note that that's $600 all in, including rent owed, late fees, court costs, etc., much of which is larded onto the rent owed, meaning that the actual rent that led to this crisis, potentially making a family homeless, was way, way less. Before we get much deeper into this eviction situation, let's note that this is about as far from a surprise as knowing that dawn comes the day after dusk, when the Federal Reserve Banking Survey in May 2019 widely reported finding that 40% of Americans did not have $400 in cash or credit to deal with a financial emergency, whether health, transportation, or whatever. It was obvious that at least that number would potentially face eviction if they were facing a $600 notice from their landlord and his gang. The judgment for some low Delaware 20%. So in that region, the median money judgment was higher, about $1,200 inclusive. Suffice it to say, the numbers of de facto rather than de jure evictions are much, much higher. If a family doesn't have $400, then $600 is higher. Proposals are packaged to save public authorities money by providing higher cost shelters. Families facing evictions won't buy it, and neither should we settle there. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.